USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said today he would love to speak with Special Counsel Robert Mueller, but doesn't believe he would be treated fairly. Take a listen to the president's comments before he boarded Air Force One and headed to Dallas.
I have to find that we're going to be treated fairly because everybody sees it now, and it is a pure witch hunt. Right now, it's a pure witch hunt. Why don't we have Republicans looking also?
About 4 million Americans lost health insurance in the last 2 years, according to a new survey from the Commonwealth Fund, which attribute the decline to actions taken by President Trump and the administration. The poll did break things down politically, and it found that people that identify themselves as Republicans, the uninsured rate amongst them, rose 5%, while Democrats remained unchanged. Also, about 60% of adults surveyed said they were aware of the GOP tax bill, which included the repeal of the individual mandate penalty. This is USA Radio News.
Monica Vickert is a vice president of product policy and counterterrorism, and Facebook is sharing more details about the complex issues that we've heard about over the course of the last couple of months. Tell us what some of the things the company is doing today, Monica. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. So we've long had a set of community standards that tell people what we don't allow on Facebook. For instance, we don't allow bullying, we don't allow harassment or hate speech. But what we've done now is publish the details on how we enforce those policies.
Okay, but what can people do if they feel that something has been removed in error or maybe just misconstrued in some way?
When something gets reported to us, we have a team of real people sitting around the world. And so if you think we've made a mistake, you will now have the ability to ask us to revisit that decision.
Monica Vickert, Vice President of Product Policy and Counterterrorism.
President Trump says announcements are coming soon concerning North Korea, including the summit he's planning with its leader Kim Jong-un. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Preparing to climb aboard the Marine One helicopter outside the White House Friday morning, the president said the plans have been made for that summit with the North Korean leader.
We now have a date and we have a location. We'll be announcing it.
The president also being asked about reports that three Americans who've been held by North Korea are going to be released soon.
A lot of things have already happened with respect to the hostages, and I think you're going to see very good things. As I said yesterday, stay tuned.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Charlie Rose was hit with three sexual harassment lawsuits from women who he worked with at CBS, including his personal assistant. The women are suing Rose and CBS for discrimination, retaliation, and sexual harassment. Please remember to find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today, President Donald Trump told supporters at the NRA convention that the Second Amendment, quote, will never ever be under siege as long as I am your president. Take a listen to more of what the president had to say earlier today in Dallas.
Kanye West must have some power because you probably saw I doubled my African-American poll numbers. We went from 11 to 22 in 1 week. Thank you, Kanye. Thank you. When I saw the number, I said, there must be a mistake. How can that happen? Even the pollsters thought there must be a mistake. Now we've come a long way. You remember I'd come into big rooms, big audiences, and I'd say, what do you have to lose? Because the Democrats have always had that vote. I'd say, what do you have to lose? Horrible in crime, horrible in education, horrible on everything. I'd say, what do you have to lose? And they voted for me, and we won, but now the numbers are much higher than they ever were with African-American, and we're happy. And the same thing with Hispanic-American unemployment, which is also at the lowest level in history. Unemployment, lowest level in history. And women's unemployment, women, many women, is at the lowest level in almost 20 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.